WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Reset Executive Producer Dan Tucker, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Voting is mandatory in Australia, and nationwide, 90% of eligible voters cast ballots in federal elections. But in many remote Aboriginal communities in the country's vast Northern Territory, turnout is much, much lower. As part of our Democracy Solutions project, I went to the town of Yuendumu, deep in the Australian bush, to understand why voting falls so far below the national standard there, and what it says about Australia's attempt to compel all its citizens to vote. Let's take a listen. People in Yuendumu, and many Aboriginal towns like it, vote at half or even a third the rate of most other Australians. Scholars, politicians, and community leaders I spoke to point to a number of reasons: poverty, poor education, language barriers, and long distances. Yuendumu is more than 1,200 miles from a major city. All these reasons are valid, but Daniel Burden, a journalist who covers the Northern Territory, says you have to look deeper to really understand the numbers.
We're talking about people that have been colonized and oppressed over many, many years. And despite all the hopes of those who'd like to change things and improve things, a lot of people are simply disenfranchised with government.
The folks in Yuendumu are Walpuri, an Aboriginal tribe whose connection to the Red Desert in the country's heartland goes back tens of thousands of years.
Hello, Wanderi. Good morning. What happened?
My guide is senior Walpuri elder Ned Hargraves.
I'm in Yuendumu. Just tell him that I'm with the journalists.
Rather than talk voting in town, he takes me further afield. A bumpy 30-minute drive into the bush on rutted dirt roads.
We're going to a place called Chuka Chuka. Chuka Chuka is a rendreaming place.
We arrive at a Walpuri sacred site, where jagged red rocks represent lightning, and boulders among tall, dry grasses signify raindrops.
See that hill? Those rocks?
Chuka Chuka is a place to connect with ancestors in the Jukapa.
Sit over here.
That's the Walpuri cosmology, often translated as the dreaming or the dream time.
We sing out to ancestors. Yo!
Hargraves calls out to ancestors as we sit on a mat on the ground. It's June, winter in Australia, but here on the edge of the Tanami Desert, it's pushing 80 degrees. Hargraves asks ancestors in the dream time to protect us, to keep us safe.
Thank you.
Only then do we get to the topic at hand.
You want to start up with a question, or what do you want to...
Yeah. So what do you think some of the reasons are that folks in your community might come out at a lower rate than the country overall?
For numerous years, the voting system, it's not really Yapa way of doing it.
Yapa means indigenous in Walpuri.
It's the government, how they run it. It's a commonwealth. Really, to us, you don't have to vote.
You don't have to vote because, he asks...
Excuse me, what's there for me and my community?
For many decades, the answer has been not much. The territory government and the federal government have never delivered true change for places like Yuendumu. An 800-person town of red dirt roads, subpar housing, and people living below the poverty line. That's why Hargraves has another question for the people behind Australia's system of enforced voting.
You and me working together or what? Or you making me your little slave or your little puppet? We're not little puppets.
That idea of voting as a kind of control was something I heard several times in Yuendumu.
Do you mind if I ask you?
Including from Walpiri elder Otto Sims.
I don't need to vote with no one. My jurisdiction is tribal law, not the other law.
To Sims, the government is a colonial power, one that abused Aboriginal people and then tricked them. But Sims says now he's, quote, out of the matrix.
I used to have a passport. I destroyed it. I destroyed my birth certificate. So I'm unbranded. The system used, they've been really good. They chuck a blanket on top of us, hoodwinked us. They put in that spell on us. They done a good job. But a few of us, we got out. That spell is broken.
People I spoke with in Yuendumu had little hope that federal, territory, or regional laws or leaders would improve their lives. But one group is working on a solution, a new level of government based on the tribe's core pillars of country, law, kinship, language, and ceremony.
For me, it's that fourth tier of governance. It's the traditional Aboriginal governance. You can't necessarily enshrine that in whitefella legislation, but it should be formally recognised.
That's Carl Hampton, one of the leaders of the Walpiri Project. The group's mission is to repatriate stolen artifacts, reconnect Walpiri people with their heritage, and achieve self-governance.
Voices in bush communities, or remote communities, traditional communities, are not being heard. A lot of decisions are made in Alice Springs or Darwin or Canberra, and they're not the real representation of people out here.
For Hampton, having governing power is a way to ensure rights and opportunities for present and future generations of Walpiri. He'd like the people of Yuendumu to have a bigger say in housing, jobs, and importantly, criminal justice.
That's such a big area for us. Very similar with other First Nation groups is around high imprisonment rates, the court system, the police, the racism within police.
Here in America, we have Trayvon Martin, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. In Walpiri country, they have Kumanjayi Walker. In November 2019, the 19-year-old Walpiri man was shot and killed by police. Talk to Ned Hargraves and you'll quickly understand the lasting impact the incident has had on the town.
We're living every day in trauma. And there is no, I gotta say this, there is no Burrumburu. There is no justice for Yapa.
In a country with mandatory voting and 90% turnout, Aboriginal people voting at 30, 40, or 50% is seen as a problem to be solved, at least by the powers that be. But when you take a closer look, with Yuendumu as your vantage point, you find a homegrown solution, totally unrelated to voting, starting to flower on the edge of the Tanami Desert. A solution that could very well help address some of the many challenges Walpiri people face today. This episode of Reset was produced by me, Dan Tucker, edited by Ariel Van Cleve, and mixed by Justin Bull and Ari Mejia. To learn more about how the voting system in Australia compares with what we have here in the U.S., head over to wbez.org/Australia. I'm Reset executive producer Dan Tucker. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.